Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad that you were able to join me for the broadcast today. I so look forward to this time together, and I know I have many faithful listeners, some for decades, that have tuned in and shared this time in the Lord together. It's a blessing to my heart, and I pray to yours as well. And if you're new, welcome. We pray that you will experience the presence of the Lord and be refreshed by His presence and uplifted by the word of the Lord. And as I was preparing to begin this broadcast, the Lord just impressed upon my heart the importance of praising Him. Now, that's pretty basic and fundamental. If you've walked with the Lord for any length of time, you can say yes, yea, and amen to that. But even though we know that and we understand it, especially if we walked with God for a while, how often are we truly doing it? When negative things happen, when turmoil and strife surrounds you, when you're going through many battles and challenges, are you able to really step aside from the turmoil that might be going on around you, or even the turmoil many times that just rages within us, and say, Lord, I don't understand what's going on. You see where I'm at. You know, the wonderful thing is we read the Psalms. David was always so very honest before the Lord. He was able to declare exactly how he felt. And yet he never left that Psalm. He never completed that time of worship to God without declaring God's might and His power and His ability to deliver and to save to the uttermost. And that's what we need to do, regardless of what we're facing. You know, the word says, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. And we have to be ever so aware that God is in His heavens. We may be down here on this earth and the world is not recognizing God, shakes their fist in the face of God, but God is in control, even when it looks like He isn't. Psalm 97:1 says, the Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice. Oh, a time is coming when all the earth shall praise Him, and the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as waters the sea. Psalm 98 begins this way, O sing unto the Lord a new song, for He hath done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm hath gotten Him the victory. The Lord hath made known His salvation. His righteousness hath He openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered His mercy and His truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Hallelujah. It goes on and challenges the sea to roar, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For He cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall He judge the world, and the people with equity. Praise God. Exodus 15:11 says, Who is like unto thee, O Lord, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? And in Revelation, the 15th chapter, verse 3, the word says, And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God. These are those that are gathered before the throne of the Lord, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Praise God. We see the victory of the Lord throughout the words of Scripture. His right hand, His holy arm hath gotten Him the victory. And to me, His right hand represents His Son. How can I say that? Well, in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, that chapter begins with, "Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" And then it goes on to describe Jesus, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." One of the most beautiful promises of the complete atoning, redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the right hand of the Lord, representing Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, and his holy arm, representing the Holy Spirit. By his arm and hand is salvation accomplished. Praise God. Jesus has redeemed us, and the Holy Spirit has quickened us. Aren't you glad for that? That same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the scripture says, shall quicken your mortal body by the Spirit of God. And in Psalm 98, verse 2, we see the very mercy of the Lord. The Lord hath made known his salvation. He has provided salvation by grace and has also published it abroad in mercy. Every invitation of his gospel, every copy of the Bible, every Spirit-inspired messenger is proof of God's desire that men should know the joyful sound of his salvation. In verse 3, it says, "He hath remembered his mercy and his faithfulness. He who is faithful to the Israel of God will be faithful to the church of God. What his mercy has promised, his faithfulness will perform." Think about that. One of the, to me, the most endearing traits of the Lord has been his faithfulness. Not only his faithfulness to his people throughout the centuries, but in a very personal way in terms of my own life, his faithfulness has been so amazing and wonderful. In verse 4, he calls us to praise him. "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, rejoice and sing praise." Beloved, this is a time in which, no matter what you're going through, we need to be able to say, "Lord, in spite of what I feel, in spite of what it looks like, I'm praising you, I'm believing you that you are a God who will save to the uttermost. You will deliver. You will lift me up from this horrible pit." David found himself in a horrible pit, but he said, the Lord lifted him up and set his feet upon a rock and established his going and put a new song of praise in his mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and shall fear and shall trust in the Lord. Beloved, there's such a dynamic in being able to praise God. And you can say, "Well, Sister Glass, I just don't feel like praising God." The Lord knows that. There are times we can be so down. We can feel so defeated. We can be so overwhelmed with discouragement. We can be so overcome with stress and with the trials of life that we surely don't feel like praising him. Even though our mind affirms his faithfulness and our thoughts would affirm his goodness and his truthfulness and to keep his word and his covenant, yet times it's very hard to get our flesh to say, "Lord, in spite of what it looks like, I'm going to praise you." And so I intended to get into the message the Lord has placed on my heart, which is really not this, but I just have to obey the Lord and allow us to be able to spend time worshiping Him and thanking Him. So, Father, right now, in terms of my own life, in terms of my brothers and sisters who are listening, Lord, you see every area that the enemy is working. And Lord, we thank you that you have given us power and over and authority over all the works of darkness, over all the work of the enemy because of what Jesus did. And Lord, we place the work of the enemy under our feet, and we stand upon that rock. And Lord, we sing a new song of praise to you. Lord, open thou our mouth, and our lips shall show forth thy praise. Lord, cause your anointing even now to stir the hearts of your people. Lord, that one that's been so bowed down, Lord, the bad news they've received, Lord, they've been crying most of the day. Father, I ask you to dry those tears, and Lord, let your presence come upon your beloved. For the Lord would say, my beloved, arise, let your heart sing a new song. So often my people try to peer into the future and want to know what the weeks and the months ahead hold when it seems darkness surrounds their present path. But I say to you, beloved, each day that I give you is the beginning of a new day. I want you to live in the very present moment with your God. I am the God. I am the God of the present. I hold your past and I hold your future, but it is in this moment that I want you to interact with me. Every moment with me will be a blessed time. Each hour that I give you is a new hour. Don't look at past sorrows or failures or heartaches, but look forward to a new day that I've opened before you. The enemy would tempt you to make you feel like you can walk only so far in the courts of your God, that you can only achieve a certain level of intimacy with me, but you will know differently even as you praise me and sing songs of praise to me, and my life shall flow into you, and out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. The invitation to come unto me is given to you, that you shall find in me your completeness, your strength, your joy, and your satisfaction. Yea, in me is your completion. He that flees from the bondage of the flesh desires that which is of the Spirit and longs to embrace the liberty given unto the children of God. You shall have a greater desire to know my word, and as I reveal it to you, your heart will be filled with joy, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you today. I feel the presence of the Lord. Go in His peace and strength until we meet again. I'll be sharing whatever God places on my heart tomorrow. I invite you to join me. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. And until then, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.